Well, there are certain legislative shortcomings, and we were advised by our attorneys to develop a code of conduct by which the owners, the drivers, conductors will have to operate. If you look at the code of conduct, it is nothing really different from what is on the approval letter that you take to the licensing authority to get the permit activated. It is just something that has been condensed in a form that is easily readable and put out there for guidance.